Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 267. Oh, really? Poor buddy. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, nothing much. It is actually take two.
take two, yeah. We got two. A buddy interruption.
Poor buddy. Yeah, he's been he's been edgy lately. Yeah, so welcome, everyone. This is episode 267, and we are here in Houston, Texas. And yeah, we're just podcasting here, talking about our life, gay stuff.
A long list of stuff tonight.
We have a long list of topics we want to talk about. But first of all, how are you, Ray? How have you been?
I have been fine. Had a pretty interesting weekend, and you know, got to relax some, had a good time. Had a little beer bust on Sunday, you know.
Yeah. So. That was fun. I mean, I got to meet a lot of people there too at the beer bust. It's interesting. There were these. I think there are people there. You know, just they're cute bears there, and standing there. There was one guy who was just standing and staring and looking, and he's not talking to anyone. But I think he may have been interested to mingle around with the Houston area bears, and it's kind of interesting. But he walked away towards the end when everybody's closing. And yeah, there were new faces. There were new faces coming to the bars. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But okay. What else happened? Well, last weekend. Oh yes, actually yesterday, Sunday. Yeah, we're recording this on a Monday right now. Yesterday was softball weekend, of course. And I kind of screwed up. Not really screwed up, but we all screwed up. Our team. We lost both our games. So that's. I feel bad about that. That's what's been bothering me since yesterday afternoon, so I had to drink it away when I was at the beer bust. Yeah,
you're kicking back those bottles of water pretty fast there, Maynard.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we have a full show for you guys tonight.
For you gays tonight, we have a long show. For the non-gays, it's very short. Trust me.
Yeah, no. This is for everyone. We want to make sure everybody's covered, you know.
That's right.
This is not exclusively for gays, and it's not exclusively for bears. It's for everyone. We try. Although it's called the Bear Podcast, but, you know, we tend to have a gay bear perspective of things. But most of the time, we talk about things that are happening to anyone. Like things that concern gamers. Like, that's a segue there. 25th anniversary of Tetris.
This weekend, yeah.
Last weekend. Yeah, did you notice the one in Google? They changed the
changed the logo for Tetris. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. So
yeah,
it's hard to believe it's been 25 years since that was released. Where did it first come out on Game Boy?
Probably Game. I'm not sure. Game Boy? No, even before. Probably it's a portable games. I know that it's on video games on the PC. And there's a lot of
The first time it came out, it was on a handheld. Oh, excuse me.
The handheld. Actually, I want to tell you about that. It's a good thing you reminded me. I remember back in Manila, we have these portable games. It's Tetris basically, but they're called brick game, and we played a lot of brick games. I had one, my sister had one, and some of my friends have, and they would while riding the bus or while riding the train,
the boyfriend.
Riding the boyfriend, they play Tetris. Or we call it brick game. And yeah, I was pretty good back then. Brick game. And then out came some computer stuff, computer games that are 3D brick games. Oh, sorry, 3D Tetris. Maybe it's kind of complicated. But it was fun. I mean, it's an interesting game, and now it's been 25 years. Yeah, I've been hearing about that, and yeah, it's a good thing you reminded me of it. When was the last time you played Tetris?
I don't know, probably a long, long time ago. Because I'm not a big gamer, so it's probably been a while.
No, you're not.
I want to say it was one of the first phone games.
Yes, that's it. That's right. That's right. It was a phone game. Actually, there's an app for that. There's a Tetris for the iPhone. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's pretty good. I haven't played it for a long time. I had it. I don't play it anymore. So I get tired. But yeah, congratulations, Tetris, for 35 years. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. We have death in the celebrity world in entertainment. David Carradine. It's been going on for almost a week now. Is it a week?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was last week when it happened, when he passed away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
now the big thing is the death photos that have been released that was on the front page of the Thai newspaper. Trying to find everywhere, but you know I can't find them online anywhere. So if any of our Thai listeners are out there and y'all got them from the newspaper, forward them to us so we can look at him.
Yeah, if you have any pictures.
Supposedly he was in a wig and stockings.
What? Are you serious?
I'm serious that he was like in a wig. That's what I was reading on something that when I was looking for him this afternoon to see if I could find him. And I was just like, okay.
He was wearing a wig while doing...
I don't know. That's what this thing was saying. I was like, huh? So, but you know, I said, I hadn't seen the pictures and I hadn't heard too much about it, but you know.
Yeah. It's when you can erotic.
Take the stockings off my legs, grasshopper.
Mm-hmm. Is that a kung fu kung fu reference?
And everybody at work was like, who's David Carradine? And I was like, kung fu. And they're like, huh? I was like, Kill Bill? Oh, him! Yeah, Kill Bill. They all knew who Kill Bill, there's Bill and Kill Bill, so.
Yeah. What was it? I was listening to the radio, and the day, or probably the day after when David Carradine died, they were saying, oh no, they cannot do Kill Bill 2 anymore. Sorry, Kill Bill 3. I mean, Kill Bill 3. They can't do Kill Bill 3 anymore because he's dead, but he was dead in Kill Bill 2.
They can computer chip him.
Oh, that's right. Kind of tacky, don't you think? But yeah, so...
Terminator for Arnold.
Oh yeah, that's right. They just used the template. He doesn't look like that anymore, does he?
No,
I don't think so. Probably flabby right now.
Yeah.
Must be a big hairy bear right now.
They always throw some flabby photos of him on the beach and up there.
But yeah, so... what they've been hearing is David Carradine was found with, a rope around his neck and
around his neck and something around his balls and
something around his balls.
Audio asphyxiation type deals. Mm-hmm. I think he got some Thai hooker and didn't pay her well, and she didn't love him a long time.
And maybe he told her to release me when I'm done, something like that. But the girl left. Maybe we're just speculating here.
She don't love you a long time. You don't pay. You don't fucky sucky. You don't pay enough.
No. Yeah, so yeah.
So anyway, it's sad to hear that he died. We're sitting
here
joking. Mm-hmm. It's sad he died. I loved Kung Fu as a kid. I loved the original Death Race 2000 with him in it.
I haven't seen that. I keep hearing about that. He hated that. When he was interviewed before, it was talked about in Slice of Sci-Fi that David Carradine really hated that movie. He doesn't want to hear anything about the Death Race 2000 thing.
I don't know why. I thought it was a cool movie. I mean, it drove around and killed people. I mean, what else? How fun can it be?
It was cool, but
But it was like one of those B-movies, and I think he thought he was too good for that, but he took it because he needed money or something. You never can tell, so.
Oh, yeah. I still have to see that. So condolences to David Carradine's family.
Yep.
And one more thing. I saw it on CNN Live. No, wait, CNN? On Larry King Live last night. They were interviewing Quentin Tarantino and his brother in the Kill Bill movie. And Rob Schneider was there too, and they're interviewing them. But he's not suicidal. They're saying that David Carradine is not suicidal. And true enough, he's not suicidal, I'm sure. It's just that...
I think it's just a scene that went bad.
It's an accident.
There's a scene that went an accident. So...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too bad. Okay, guys, I'm going to do some bear events for a change. Oh my gosh, I miss doing this. I haven't done this probably a year now, or... couple of months. I don't know. It's been a long time. But anyway, yeah, I'd like to, this is the segment where I talk about bear events that I see in calendars or the different websites. Okay, so here we go. I haven't done this, so I'm kind of rusty. Okay, here we go. Camp Bear in Greenville, Tennessee, on June 11th. Camp Bear is a four-day fun and furry-friendly camping-themed bear event that is organized and planned by the Tim Bears and Bear Patrol. Camp Bear 2009 will be held at Timberfell Lodge, Men's Resort, and Campground in Greenville, Tennessee, on June 11th to 14th. More than 300 bears and cubs, otters, wolves, daddies, and admirers will are expected at this event, this year's events. Okay, so for more info, go to campbear2009.com. Next event is Bear Bears in the Woods Pool Party, June 12th in Northfield, Minnesota. Sorry, I've got a burp here. The pool is heated for your enjoyment. Dinner and soft drinks will be provided. Bring a sleeping bag and or tent if you want to spend the night. Yeah, tents are nice. At least bring a sleeping bag just in case. You can shack up with the bear in the other tent. Yeah, we have a lot of room for tents. There will be a bonfire in the evening, weather permitting, and this party is to sit back and relax, enjoy the pool and sun. So go to ncbears.com for more info. Bear Force at the Point in Turkey Point, Ontario, Canada, on June 12th. Show your bear pride and join the Bear Force.
Bear Force 1.
Bear Force 1. Sorry. Bear Force. Just Bear Force, okay? Our first ever By Bears for Bears camping event. We are inviting bear groups from Ontario and surrounding areas together to meet, share, and enjoy a weekend of furry brotherhood. Or sisterhood. Yeah. Wait. Sisterhood. Yeah. So, go to get-to-the-point.com. for more info. Next is TRC Gay Campground Weekend in Seattle, Washington. Wow, this is all over. That's on June 12th. Gay Campground Bear Bash Weekend. Friday night, meet and greet, and Saturday night, Bear Bash. One cover charge gets you to both nights and includes all beverages and cocktails for both events. Campfires, nude sunbathing in the beach, partying in the woods, and a great weekend for meeting other bears. So, if you go to camptrc.org and go to the schedule link on the left side of the page, and you'll see the schedule for Gay Campground Bear Bash. Next event is Bears in the Hills 2009 in Aviemore, United Kingdom, on June 12th. Come join the Scottish Bears. Ooh, Scottish Bears are hot. Come join the Scottish Bears for their annual Bears in the Hills retreat weekend on June 12th to 15th. In June, yeah. This year, we have reserved luxury lodges at the Aviemore Highland Resort in glorious Cairngorm. God, these names are getting hard. With fantastic leisure, sporting, and spa facilities on site, and tons of sightseeing opportunities in the area. So go to the website for more info on booking details at bearscots.org.uk. And last event for now is Bear and Leather Weekend at the Bear and Boar in London, Kentucky, June 12th. Everything's happening this weekend. Bears, cubs, leather, bear chasers, anyone is welcome. This is a weekend for the fur and leather to fly. Join us at the Bear and Boar Resort for a fun-filled weekend. For more info, go to bearandboar.com. Which reminds me, this coming weekend, I will be in Austin. Just for the week, for Friday, just to visit my friend Jeff. And yeah, I missed last week's bear event. No, not bear event, but last week was Austin Pride. And if you guys went to Austin Pride, and tell me any highlights of the Pride, let me know, or call in or email. mayorpodcast@gmail.com or call 206-222-BEAR. Okay, let's go back to the show with Ray.
Damn dog. Okay, sorry. Okay. He's outside raising hell.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so let's move on. Should we go technical or toy?
Let's talk iPhone.
Let's talk iPhone? Okay, let's talk iPhone. Okay, let's so today is supposed to be a WWDC.
Yep.
And
did you see where they announced the price of the new iPhones?
I know. It's really cheap right
here,
now.
I got it right here. Come on. Where are that? Oh, my God.
What do you see? I like your shirt.
I had it right here because we were I was texting with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Well, just go look for it. Today's WWDC, and there is this live blogging all over, and they have it on Engadget talking about the iPhone. Ray and I have iPhones, and
because we're really geeky.
Yeah, we're really geeky, nerdy. So yeah, it's fun. It's good to watch the new innovations on the iPhone, like video and. And what it's got? What else does it have? Oh, a compass! At last, it has a compass now. And there's so many things you can do with a compass now, integrated into the phone. Compass and the GPS.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, what do you see?
The iPhone 8G will be $99.
Mm-hmm.
The 16G will be $199. And the the 32G will be $299.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that did that, but my phone just went off airplane mode.
Oh, well, you should keep it on airplane mode.
Well, I did. That's what I did. I put it back. So.
Yeah. Anyway, so actually, I was talking to Mike a while ago, just before we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
He said that, $99 for the 8 gigabytes, and I still don't want it. What? It's cheap. It's so cheap you can get it. However, it's good only for new customers. So, I don't
what?
Know. Yeah.
Why should I be penalized because I'm an old customer?
I don't know. Maybe there's a cutoff. Anybody can clear, any listener out there can clear that up. But as far as I know, it's only for new customers. If you're newly signing up, you only get it for... Yeah, you'll get to pay the full price, I think. And I think there's a cutoff that you can avail of that price, like if you're upgrading. If you have an iPhone, first generation iPhone, I think you can get it. I'm not so sure.
See, that's what I was going to do because I got a first generation iPhone. I was going to upgrade to the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got Star Trek original. You know, I want the next generation.
Mm. Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what you have, your original. Well, I got the 3G, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait for it. I'm going to wait for another year for them to, whatever, perfect. Because
4G.
Yeah, maybe the 4G or something. Oh, whatever, the fourth generation iPhone. I would go for that. But I'm not in a hurry right now. So anybody out there wanting to get an iPhone, just tell us. Speaking of iPhones, I got an email from... Well, we got an email from Adrian. He was talking about Grindr. Yeah, he found out about Grindr. So, yeah, are you still using Grindr, Ray?
Chess. Yes. Actually, I had a guy that was in town from San Diego helping his friend move this weekend that hit me up on Grindr. And we got talking and stuff, and we're going to try to meet up in San Diego. Want to go out there for Comic-Con if I get to go, keep my fingers.
Are you still planning to go? Are you still planning to go?
I'm still planning on going.
Oh, good.
All I got to do is get the plane ticket. I'm trying to get a standby ticket. So,
please go, Ray. Please go. I wish you could go.
I'll try to because, you know, I'm trying to get the hookup so I can get backstage for Heroes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know,
Heroes.
I've got my knee pads ready to go.
Who are you going to do? Are you going to do Milo? I forgot his name. It's hard to name.
You know, I'll be whoever I got to do whoever I got to do to get backstage with them. You know?
Might see Cena, yeah. Cena again. But anyway, okay.
If it's Greg Greenberg, you know, you'll be so jealous.
Oh yeah, definitely. I would be so pissed. Mm-hmm.
Like, aha.
Uh-huh. You might.
Okay. Off Heroes. We need to drop Heroes. We talk about that. So we got a lot here.
Okay, we have a lot here.
What's next?
Okay, what's next? It's actually something I found through Distorted View. It's Bad Dragon. Bad Dragon. It's bad-dragon.com is a website. It's actually
toys.
It's for toys. It's our
dragon toys.
It's dragon dildos. There is it's hard to describe. How do you describe these things? I mean, it's really just dildos that are supposedly
it's dragon cock.
Yeah, it's supposed to look like dragon cock, but I'm not so sure.
So we got the Tail Stretcher.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Anthro Dragoness.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Sea Dragon. We got the Breeder in three different sizes. So we got the Water Horse.
Yeah, but
we got the Griffin. We got the Anthro Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Varka. The Anthro Orca. Is that like a whale dragon?
Yeah,
it is. It's like a whale dragon.
How about the Drippy Dragon? Okay. What's coming out of this one is actually, what is it? It's called Cum Lube.
Cum Lube.
It's called Cum Lube. And it's supposed to simulate cum coming out of the dragon dick. But yeah. Some of them are really scary. They're so ribbed. It's not for pleasure. This is not going to be pleasurable at all. Don't you think?
Well, oh, there's pictures over here on the side of it. Watching, and you can see it shoot. It's load.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty. Anyway, so
maybe I'll do some dragon porn.
Dragon porn. You can use this as a strap on.
Well, I don't know about that, but
yeah, but
it's 9 inches of dragon cock.
Look at the. Some of them are really deformed, and some of them are like they're like the Aneros or Nexus, and some of them.
Well, there's
are
another
like,
website that somebody sent me one time, and I thought I'd send it to you, but it was the all the animal ones. They'd done like dogs and foxes and whales. They even have a bear one. The bear one was huge.
Oh, wow. That's
just huge.
I've never seen a bear dick before.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
You've been to Louis.
That's right. But anyway, so yeah, bad-dragon.com, they have toys there. And it's just really, find
like some
scary.
Fantasy toys.
Is there a fantasy toy? I think Adrian from New Jersey would like this because I believe he's into fantasy. He might like this. Sorry, Adrian. I just think that you might want to get one of these. So yeah, shout out Adrian. Go get one of these and
go get one of these, Adrian, and then take a video. So
yeah, take a video and and test it out.
Oh, speaking of that,
the
cockpit. You know, watch what you say on this show because I was like, you know, don't make comments. Send us nude pictures. Well, we got a nude picture. So thank you for the nude pictures. Very
and
nice.
I say,
Maynard was like, "Where's the rest of it? I want to see the belly that it's attached to."
Yeah, it's very impressive. Should we say the first part of the name? Maybe Daddy Bear. It's just. Call him Daddy Bear. Daddy Bear, if you're listening, thank you for sending the pic and send us more. That was impressive. I'm really impressed. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're in the topic of dicks. Now, how about tops and bottoms?
What tops do you... and bottoms.
Yes. Okay, so go ahead, Ray. What do you have there?
We found this little... You know, actually, this... went around in LA and it listed. Now I got to go pull it up on that because the link's not working. Why is my link not working?
Oh, it's not working. I got the link properly. Let me send it to you really quick. Here you can click on this. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's from Chicago Now. ChicagoNow.com, and it's an article by one blog.
Yeah, Sex in the Windy City. But anyway, they went and did a the thing, this the blog called The Sword recently published an article in which cities have the most tops and bottoms based on a survey of Craigslist ad male for male ads. Who comes out on top? And by that I mean bottom. Houston, do we have a problem? Houston, 75% of the ads placed in Houston were by bottoms looking for tops.
Wow.
Where tops were only like 25% placing ads. Which this is all great for me since I'm a top.
But you don't.
But none of the bottoms ever respond if I answer the ad. So, you know, because they don't like the bear.
They don't like the bears?
Mm. They don't like the bears. So.
But yeah, it is impressive.
Let's see. Next in line was Miami. So Miami's just full of bottoms, too. Mm. San Francisco. Well, go figure.
Well, go figure.
Los Angeles, Seattle, Boston, Chicago. Chicago. Now, Atlanta, I can believe, because I had a hard time hooking up finding bottoms at Atlanta. It was like every time I went out there, there was all tops. So there's more tops in Atlanta than there are bottoms. And I find this one hard to believe. There's more tops in D.C. than there are bottoms. But I think that's just the people that have those power issues, and they just don't – they won't admit it online until you get there and them legs go in the air.
Yeah.
And then New York City has more, and then New York City has more tops than bottoms, so – Houston just ranks the list. Houston has 73% bottoms. It's slightly surprising. I mean, it was a lethal. Hang on, this is what the quote from the online article is: the fact that Houston has 73% bottoms is slightly surprising. I mean, it was illegal to buy sex toys in Texas until like yesterday. And frankly, I'd be amazed if most Texans have ever even seen their assholes, let alone done much else with them. So that was pretty funny.
Yeah, so it's pretty interesting. Somebody can actually make a survey out of these ads.
I know.
Well, yeah, I guess it's probably, you know, collecting all these ads and making a search for tops and bottoms. I guess you can program that. I guess you can do that. But yeah, it's interesting that look at the percentage of bottoms from in Houston. But I just found that funny, your comment about the DC. That they say they're tops, but they turn around.
Yeah, but you know, as soon as the door is closed, them legs go in the air. Mm-hmm. And they're all Republicans. They say they're top until they get in the bedroom, and then them legs go in the air. Mm-hmm.
And they tap their toes. Probably they do that. But yeah, so it's a return. We'll put the link on the website so people can check it out. So it's kind of funny.
It's cute. Yeah. The fun stuff we find for you guys.
But anyway, okay, so what else do we have? Oh, tonight. Actually, tonight, we have to hurry up because very soon.
Weeds comes on tonight.
Weeds coming on. Okay, what's up with Weeds? I think I watched the last episode with you before. I was at your place, Ray, and we watched the last episode. So,
well, we find out if she's pregnant or not, I guess, if she's really telling the truth. Because, you know, the drug lord was going to have her snuffed, but she walked in and said, "Oh, by the way, I'm pregnant with your child."
Oh, there's a cliffhanger right there. That was when everybody's burned, everything's burning. I mean, it was a
no, that was the year before.
Oh,
that was
year
season
before. Oh, okay, okay.
Because yeah. then she moved to her mother-in-law's house, who had a house on the beach down somewhere on Long Beach or something. She moved down there and they all just kind of moved in there, and the grandmother, they kind of killed the grandmother or the mother-in-law because she was on life support and she was just laying there suffering. So what's her name kind of cut switches off on the life support so she would die.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And then, the house.
And then there was this pillow smothering thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we just spoiled it for some people already. Sorry, guys. Okay, so that's Weeds. That's going to be coming up tonight in about 30 minutes. And by the time everybody
hears Sunday
this,
night, oh my God.
Oh.
True Blood's back.
I've been waiting for this for so long. Oh my God, True Blood.
Did I tell you I got the first season of True Blood 1 on DVD?
Oh, you got it already? Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Right, oh, we should watch the special features. There's got to be special features in there.
Well, that's what I've been trying. Well, there's a bunch of commentary and stuff, and I'm on like the second disc, so I'm on episode 4, so I'm going back through and catching up on them this week. But,
mm-hmm. So yeah, I would like to.
So if you check your email, you should have got an Evite.
Oh yeah, I got that. We're gonna watch True Blood. I always say, Mike always gives me a hard time whenever I say that. Anyway, so yeah, True Blood. Looking forward to see that. Want to see what's happening with Suki. Okay. But anyway, okay, so I guess we're going to wrap this up. Okay. But before that, we have to do some... Oh, yeah, before we wrap it up, we have comments.
Comments. We got some comments.
We have a lot of comments right now.
How many of them were bad against me?
Everything's good. Everything's good. Don't worry. Okay.
You showed me the one that somebody's giving me a hard time for being a pedophile, you know.
You're not a... Well, they're legal. You're legal, so you're fine, okay?
They're all legal.
Everything's legal. Okay, let's go to it's a comment.
Stick
on
to me. I don't go to the
Bear Pride 15 International Mr. Leather 2009 Vlog. It's from John CC. I think he's from Australia. Yeah, so he says, great video and great party. Thanks for sharing, Nard. Yes, it's the... yeah, I was there at the Bear Pride, and it was really great to see the committee there, Travis, David, and Woofer, and Robert, all the people are working over there. And, of course, the stories that I've been telling you, Ray, about International Mr. Leather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I did tell you about the porn, the 3D porn, right? I don't know if we talked about it in the show.
I think we talked about it on the show last time.
We did it? Yeah, okay. Yeah, there was 3D porn and cum shots, and it was just, we were just amazed.
It was fabulous. It was just fabulous. It's going to be the next ride at Disney.
Episode 266.
Captain Squirto. Instead of it's going to be Captain Squirto.
Uh-huh. Episode 266, Ray and Demons, Heroes on iPhone, and Pride Month. Oh my God, please, somebody tell me how may I get a towel like that. It's from Daniel. Thank you, Daniel, for listening. Yeah, he's talking about the towels we got from Drenched Fur. And again,
see, Daniel, you have to be special.
You have to be special, like short bus special?
Yeah, that's how you get those. You have to be on the short bus to get those.
Okay, so it's actually from, it's a limited edition towels from Drenched Fur. You go to drenchedfur.com. It's by, you know, Gary, our friend Gary from Erie, Pennsylvania. He's the one who provided it to the members, people who are attending that event. And I believe they're having an event this coming this summer, actually. And we should have him on the show soon. Yeah.
Gary. I'll catch back up with this guy.
Gary, email me, okay? Gary. Okay. What's next? Another. Also from Daniel. He was commenting on the. Episode 264, live at Bear Watch 10 in Galveston, Texas. You guys have so much fun there. Yeah, it was fun. I had fun.
Yeah,
I had fun at Bear Watch.
We were working our butts off.
But yeah, it was fun also, even when we were working. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of scratches, though, in my arms. Because of working.
If you'd stay off your knees in the phone pit, man, that wasn't the problem.
Oh, shut up. No, I did not. I did not do such a thing. No, I was helping out on... taking down.
Yeah, on the floor of the phone pit, you were having a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Okay, here's an old one. It's actually from it's from Husky Shinobi Shuji. I think that's how he pronounced it. He was commenting on a very old video that I did on Bears on the Run with Kendall and Shannon Grady. Yeah. That's when they were talking about, you know, when we're talking about them being Fista Sisters. Yeah, so they were singing a song by, oh God, I made the video, but I forgot. They were doing a duet of System of the Down. Yeah, that's right. Toxicity. Yeah. So thank you, Husky Shinobi Shuji. Okay, and one last one. It's from this is from Andrew. So Ray, what are you doing? Was that Buddy? Poor Buddy.
That was Buddy being bad. Somebody's outside and he's barking at him.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to shut him up.
Yeah. So Andrew, it's from Andrew. Thank you, Andrew, for coming. Yeah, it's an email from me, actually. I was suggesting about Grindr. That's why it reminded me of Grindr. I don't use it. I just don't. And if you
I get on there every day and just look at the pictures because there's always new guys adding, and there's always little cute little twinkie guys, which I kind of like.
Yeah. Can you look and not broadcast yourself? Or you have to broadcast yourself?
You have to broadcast yourself. Yeah. I mean, you get on there and your picture shows up. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, it shows you online if somebody, you know, you can either answer chat or not. So it all depends. So.
Ah, okay.
That's a fun little application. I mean, it's. I'll chatted with a couple guys that are like 300-400 miles away that talk to me. And the guy from San Diego talked to him and. Yeah, you know, so it's been fun. I met a couple other cool people through there that I'm becoming friends with. So it's not always about hooking up. So
yeah, that's true. I'll probably put a fake picture. How's that? Like, I put a picture of Jack Radcliffe or Kevin James or I don't think they'll like it. That's not too convincing. Okay, so
the David Carradine death pic.
David Carradine. David Carradine. I'm sorry. No, not David Carradine. I'm kidding.
You're sick.
Okay. So that's it. That's what. Yeah. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. All the comments. Send your comments. Email. Well, email us at nard@bearpodcast.com.
And ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and call the voicemail line.
At 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes.
Arr.
And visit the website, the official website. And you can leave your comments there too at bearpodcast.com. And subscribe via iTunes. Catch us on MySpace. Haven't been checking MySpace lately. Facebook and Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. We're Bear Podcast on Twitter. You can do that. Well, I have my own, Nard. And Ray has Huber Dad, but he doesn't use it.
I don't Twitter.
Twitter is good. It's good for you.
Oh, and we need to give a shout-out for my lovely T-shirt that I got here.
Oh, that's right. Ray's wearing a Killer Bob.
I'm modeling, if y'all can see it. You know, if y'all can see us on live.
It's my Killer Bob. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Thank you, Killer Bob. We appreciate the T-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very much so.
So what's coming up? What are you going to do? Hey, we have to watch Drag Queen from Hell.
Drag Queen from Hell.
No. Drag Me to Hell. Drag Me to Hell.
Oh, Drag Me to Hell. Yeah, we need to go watch that. I heard it's a very good movie.
It's pretty good. It's it's something I've been hearing a lot for the past few weeks that it's really good, so we got to watch it one time. And what else? There's so much things we have to do. Anyway, what's coming up in Bear Podcast very soon? We're going to have some guests from
Down Under.
From Down Under, yes. But we're still working on that. We're still working on that. And also, one important thing, Ray, is every June – we've been doing this for the past 3 or 4 years already, that we have fathers in the show. And yeah, so we're looking forward to having a few fathers. Okay, some questions to fathers out there who are listening to this. So it's going to be Father's Day in a couple of weeks. And yeah, tell us about your father experiences, anything that was hard. Do you still have growing kids right now? Are they teenagers? Are they... are they gay? Are they gay? Going after, you know, just following after their father's footsteps. But you know, a couple of years ago, Ray, we had a gay father and a gay son in Dallas. Yeah, we had. I was able to interview them. It's go back about 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. Can't remember. It's a long time. But anyway, okay. So thank you everyone for listening. Yeah, send your comments and 206. 222-BEAR. Give us a call and share stories about being a father. That'd be good. That'd be a good thing to talk about. And that's gonna be about 2 weeks from now. So okay. So Ray, go watch Weed.
I'm going to watch The Weeds.
I'm gonna watch Weeds. I'm gonna put this together and
get all toked out.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So okay. Thank you everyone for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. And Woof sent many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.